welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And the final word on Scotland's beef event, which took place at Corski, Garmouth in Moray last week, comes from MBA Scottish Chairman Hamish McBain, who told us that attendance was far and away above his wildest dreams, and in excess of 5,000 visitors, who came from all parts of the UK and Ireland. And he reported that Richard Lockhead is saying it was fantastic to see this, the first event of its kind, and finally, Scottish farmers had their own national showcase to demonstrate the importance of the whole beef industry to Scotland, given that it was worth £400 million to the economy. Now, one of the many important figures at the event was Jim McLaren. He's former president of NFU Scotland, and he's now chairman of Quality Meat Scotland. I asked him what his vision was for his new role.
QMS ultimately is there to promote the profitability and sustainability of our industry, our fantastic red meat industry on which the whole of our agricultural system relies so heavily. It's a crucial thing and a crucial time. You know, there's still big challenges out there, not least the price of feeding and the price of fertiliser. Challenges as an industry, and delighted to be involved in trying to solve them.
Lamb and beef are flying price-wise, and they're doing very well. Is there a danger at the other end with the beef, and particularly with the lamb now, of consumer resistance with price?
Well, the lamb more so than the beef, but you're absolutely right, the consumer resistance is already there. I suppose from the upside, there is no cheap product anywhere in the world. There's a major currency disadvantage for importers just now with the weakness of the pound. That's also helping, of course, conversely, our exports, and that's a market that we're seeing growing quite steadily. So really quite encouraging there. So on the beef and lamb side, it's going to be about growing the markets. It's going to be about growing some of the export markets as well. It's looking to add value to some of the cuts of beef and lamb that previously were difficult to market, some of the fifth quarter issues. It's great to see encouragement and support for that from some of the celebrity chefs. So adding value there wherever we can. And of course, crucially, some of that added value is for export. The Chinese, the Vietnamese, some of these nations will take virtually any part of the animal, and that's all adding value. Rather than a cost to get rid of that, there's actually a value in harvesting it.
So there we are, Jim McLaren's feet firmly under his new desk at QMS, and no doubting he's got a grip on the job already. But that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming, when we'll be looking forward to this coming Sunday, which is Open Farm Sunday 2011.